Hello, everybody. This is Michelle, and this is Practical Applications Call number 4. Today, we're going to be talking about sales. Before we jump in about sales, whether we're selling, we're on stage, we're looking for words in networking, wherever we're using our words in our business, we want to tap into something deeper. We want to tap into something that's so far beyond the little formulas and scripts and, canned elevator pitches that have nothing to do with that person in front of us. So in order to do that, we always want to start by going inside. So we're going to begin in either Shavasana or meditation. You can lie down or you can be seated, eyes closed, whatever else your day has been today, whatever else has been going on for you. Take this time for yourself. Be in a place where you're comfortable, where the heart center can be open, where to the best of your ability, you will not be interrupted. The eyes are softly closed. And just notice where you are right now. Wherever you've been before now, this is a whole new moment. What are you feeling? What's your breath like? Be present. And just notice, as you may not have noticed a few minutes ago, how your body's feeling. Our bodies tell us things. Part of my PhD work was connected with this. Our bodies are wiser. They know more than we think. Are there places of tension, places where you've stored old thoughts, beliefs, stories, emotions, and they're bundled up in that spot of tightness? Is it the back of your neck? Is it your shoulders, your jaw, your forehead, the back of your skull? Maybe it's your chest, your tummy, your tongue glued to the roof of your mouth. Scan the body and notice where you find tension. And then where you find tension, breathe into that spot. And just let it go. Breath is powerful. Breath is life force energy. Our breath is more magical than we lead ourselves to believe in our everyday world. Find the next place of tension. Use the breath, direct the breath to that spot. Breathe into that spot and let that tension go as well. Feel the shift that just a few breaths can make in how we're holding our body and therefore how we're moving through our lives. Now move through the body one piece at a time. We move from our base to the crown of the head, to the top of the head. Today, part by part, relax the feet. Relax the calves and shins. Relax the knees. Relax the thighs. Backs of the thighs as well. Relax the buttocks. Relax the hips. Relax the belly. Relax the low ribs. Relax the lower back. We so often hold tension there, so much sitting. Let it go. Relax the mid-back. Relax the upper back. Relax the chest. Relax the collarbones. Relax the throat. Relax the back of the neck. Relax the hands. Relax the wrists. Relax the lower arms. Relax the elbows. Relax the upper arms. Relax the shoulders. Again, relax the throat. Relax the cheeks and jaw. Relax the tongue. Relax the outer corners of the eyes. Relax the inner corners of the eyes. Relax the eyes. Relax the forehead. Relax the eyebrows. Relax the back of the head. Relax the crown of the head. Feel the breath. Feel the ease that each breath brings. Ease, alignment, breath. Know that in this place, all is well. All is well. Watch the breath. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to wiggle the fingers and toes. Bring movement back into the body in any way that feels good. If you're lying in Shavasana, bend your knees, roll to the side, press yourself up to sitting. If you're in a seated meditation, softly, for everyone now, softly open your eyes. Return to our virtual circle. Always camera on whenever possible. Being an entrepreneur is about being visible. We need to be visible to, if we only had one client, or we need to be visible to at least one person, we need to have been visible to them. And as our companies grow, visible to more and more people. So we want to practice that here. We also want to practice that one-pointed attention that Shavasana brings. Because that is one of the finest skills that we need to master for any sales conversation. We need to be right here, right now, with that person, with every cell. And we practice that every time we do Shavasana. Let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love about this practice today? What we focus on expands every time we meet and go, I love that, I love that, I love that, I love that. We'll look out, thanks Anne, I see your note. We'll look out into the world and we'll go, I love that, because that's the habit, that's our practice. That's what we're doing with our world always everywhere. And we look out into a world that's, you know, 2021 COVID-19, and we'll go like, I love that. What does that love? I love the families walking in the park. I love the new clients that are coming to me in new ways. I love that, I love that. What did you love in this practice of Shavasana today? Who would like to begin? Yeah, Karen, thank you.
Well, thank you for that. It just reminds me about the whole message I think that you carry is about being completely present. And I had the opportunity this week, a bit of a win for, I think, for me being in your course. I think it's the first time it's happened that I have seven calls and they all became clients. So yeah. So
yeah, that freaking was awesome. Like, what if we could just go there the easy route, right? Thank you. Yeah. You know, like,
and I 100% know it's because in the past, like, people watch my webinar and then we connect, and my assumption, and this is, again, I want to say it's an assumption, right? It's not reality, is that, okay, well, you watch the webinar, how many questions could you possibly have? You probably are going to move ahead with it, right? But I got totally rid of that assumption, and I was completely present. And I actually found myself enjoying myself and not giving any care as to whether they said yes or no, like nothing. And I was just myself enjoying it more, really enjoying it more. And yeah, I'm really happy this week. It's a big shift.
Karen, this is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And from the presence of Shavasana to the, you know, and being present and actually listening is a huge theme in practical applications, being present with that person, not making any assumptions. And it's like, oh, wow, a lot more sales. And it was a lot more fun and a lot easier. How wonderful is that, right?
Right.
Like, isn't life meant to be that way?
So yeah, and this practice is really very powerful. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Karen. Well, I appreciate you to no end as well. And I you know, we're all in this together. And I love, you know, this class happens at the level that you guys bring to it. And what you're bringing is phenomenal. I love this. This is my favorite practical applications ever, ever, ever. You guys are, I've taught this class many times, and you guys are engaging at such a high level. Thank you. So thank you for bringing your all to this. We're actually hearing any one piece that we're doing here can radically move the needle when we have ears to hear. And this tells me you've been hearing, taking it all in, implementing, and wow, more sales, easier, more fun, more present. You know, what could be better than that? Thank you, Karen. Love it.
Thank you.
All right, all that from, oh, this is what came from Shavasana, you know, being present. Oh, and that's what happened out in my world. Coming back to Shavasana again, what did you love here in this practice of Shavasana? Let's hear from one more of you. Yeah, Marnie, thank you.
So it's kind of related to Shavasana, the focus and being present. Last week, you talked about what's the one domino and the effect that has. I hung up the call and mind mapped a course I've been trying to design for a year and just put it down on paper. And I just went like, oh, the one domino is this. And then off it went.
I love it. Fantastic. Thank you. We're going right from Shavasana to the winds. I love that the winds are so present for you that they're bubbling up. They kind of, yes, we're being present. And look what happened. Like, I love, love, love that. Thank you. And also notice the ripple effect of what we're doing here at Practical Applications, because we're talking about networking and you mind mapped a course. We haven't even got to sales yet. We were talking about speaking, and you just, I mean, it's a spin-off effect of the speaking, but you know, there's one on the one-on-oneness of networking, but there are applications so far beyond what we have the chance to talk about explicitly here. When you look for them, you will find them. Marnie, thank you for finding that. Karen, thank you for finding that, right? It's like, oh, what if I could be present with each and every person from the networking piece, right? But with Marnie, it's like, oh, one domino. That was about speaking, but I just designed a whole course. And that is not uncommon too. It's like, well, we're talking about networking, and Michelle, I've been trying to do my website for 5 years and I just did it, right? Because we learned the foundational principles. So instead of having to have like 5,000 little scripts that we memorize in every area, like, who can live like that? That's really hard. I can't remember all that stuff, you know? But what if we didn't have to? What if we understand the underlying principles, and then our business and our lives get so much easier and we have so much bigger results? Thank you. Love it. All right. Anything else bubbling up to be said? I'm going over here to, you know, what you loved in Shavasana. You guys are going over to like all this beautiful stuff, right? So anything else bubbling up wanting to be said before we move forward? Anything else? What a great way to start our day today, our class. Okay, so let me dive in then with I'm sorry, I was a couple minutes late today. I don't like doing that, but I had so much that I was building for you. I've taught this course so many times, but I'm like, oh, here's the next level, here's the next level, here's the next level. And it was still, you know, whirring off my printer as I was coming in. So I need to take a breath because this is the next level. We've not done it like this before. And so, all right. We are at module 4. And here's the promise for module 4. That's really funny. I'm looking down. It's like, I almost forgot to do the title part in my notes here. If I don't get to the title part, somebody ask me because it's super easy. All right. So the title of the module, 5 powerful words to make sales easy. Like, I almost forgot to tell you what those 5 words are, you know, like in my notes, they're not there because there's so much else I want to share with you. But there's the promise of the module, 5 powerful words to make sales easy. Many entrepreneurs struggle with sales, and even those with a strong background in sales know they could do better. I've worked with a lot of sales trainers, and it's like, oh, next level, next level, next level, right? And even if we don't know anything about sales, right? It's like, oh, wait, I can do it just like this, right? Avoid the dilemma of being too pushy, too timid. Access an honest, enjoyable, pressure-free approach to making offers that sell. So here's what we're going to focus on today. Learn those 5 powerful words that make sales easy and keep you on track in sales conversations. Discover what to ask people so that they realize immediately that you're the perfect person to help them. Get 7 surefire steps to closing high ticket sales with ease. So that's the core of it. There's so much more today as well. That's what we're up to today. I just want to, let me see. Right. I want to back up first to announcements. Our next call dates, next Thursday and the Thursday after, same time, same place. So January 21st, January 28th, we have 2 more calls in this series. Also, if you're a member of the year-long mastermind, Love Your Words, Love Your Life community, we have a full day workshop, Influence as Stories, Tuesday, November 19th. Check for more information in your inbox. There'll be a survey coming out to you soon. I am so freaking excited about Influence as Story. And why am I teaching you this? Because that's the cutting edge for me too. That's what I'm learning. That's what I'm creating. That's what I'm doing in my company, in my life. I cannot wait to dive into you for a full day on Thursday. So carve out your day, make sure it's on your calendar, come with your questions, take some time with the survey if you're there in the Love Your Words community. All right. Okay, there's a wonderful recording that will be posted. This was a call that I did 5 years ago now with one of our former year-long mastermind members. She did give us the permission to share this call. And I know it's Mary Kay. I don't see you here right now, but I know Mary Kay has listened to this call, I think, several times. She says, like, Michelle, every time I follow those principles, I sell all the time, right? And every time I don't, I'm missing something from that. So that call will be available in Story Freedom Academy for you to listen to once the call for this class has been posted. So keep going over to Story Freedom Academy. There's so many resources there for you. Head on over to our Facebook page. I have not been in there much these days, but if you want me to be in there, tag me, text me, I will be in there. Right, you got to text me because otherwise I won't see it. And then I'll go in there and I'll catch up all at once. I'll be posting things and so on, right? But it is the space for you to connect with each other. It will be as useful to you as you decide to make it. You can post your talk there. You can post questions there. You can post, you know, issues that you're having with networking. You can post, like, how do I find the talk in my, how do I give a talk in my area? You can post, you know, your wins. Like, oh my goodness, I just created my whole, mind map. I was looking for the word mind map for a course that I've been trying to design for a year. That's worthy of, if you haven't posted already, Marnie, again, if you posted, forgive me if I missed it, right? Post your wins, right? The universe wants to send us more of what we celebrate. Kind of like, you know, you give a kid a Christmas present, they go, yeah, whatever. How much do you want to give them another present? Like, whatever, you know? And the kid beside them goes, oh, you gave me this penny. It's the shiniest penny I've ever seen. Just don't you want to give them a dollar next, right? And the universe is just like us. So why wouldn't we celebrate those wins? So the Facebook page is a wonderful place to do that. And here as well, you guys are already doing it. You're on the ball. I wasn't even asking. I'm like, wow, this win is bubbling up. I got to share it. Thank you for that. It's beautiful. All right. There were no questions posted in the Facebook group that I saw as of this morning. And so what I want to do is I want to give you some time. Let me see. Let me go through the review first. I want to just kind of remind you where we've been briefly. It's not the same as being there. Don't think that this substitutes for that. Go and listen to the calls, re-listen to the calls. You will hear different things when you hear it again, right? Like hearing what Karen had to say today, for instance, you might want to go back to that networking piece. Because you'll hear different things after having heard what she just said and what she did with it, right? So go back and re-listen, all right? This brief review will not do the energetic work of being living through those calls, right? But I just want to hit some of the highlights, add one more piece that I promised from last time. Then I want to give you just a few minutes to jot down some questions, and we'll take some open Q&A before we move into the material for today, all right? So, a couple of principles I want to remind you of, starting close in, moving from close in to far away. So many people start a business. I did this too when I left the university in 2007. I spent 9 months, it was a whole late birth, and well over $10,000, I'm sure, in the training and the coaching and the hiring experts and so on to get up that website. Started far away. Let me get the website up. Let me put some Facebook ads out there. Like, people start there. That's far away. It's no real people that I can actually see. I can't know what their reaction is. This is this blind website. I haven't even talked to anybody yet, so I don't even know what it is I'm offering. That website, it was beautiful. It's still up there. You can go find it if you want, because I just couldn't bear to take it down yet, even though it has nothing to do with what I'm doing now, because it was such a labor of love and it got me pretty well zero. I don't think it got me any business. Company grew like crazy, but it wasn't through the website. Right? Start close in. Networking, speaking, if I can, see people. You know, on Zoom, you can still be close in. I can see that person's face. Next is a webinar where I can't see them. Next, I'm broadcasting it and I don't even know who's there, right? For maybe, right? But take the closest in that you can get with what you're doing, right? If I'm using social media as one of the ways that I'm gaining clients, instead of, like, sometimes we can use really low tech ways to find close in. I'm involved in a group and maybe there's one person in that group, a Facebook group, for instance, in my area, one person who's asking particular questions, I can start a conversation with them, meet with them on Zoom. That's a close in way to go, right? I'm not dissing far away. It's just that the more we master close in, the easier far away gets. And Karen is such a great example, right? Master far away, but as we master close in, the far away results get better too, right? They're not separate from each other. They work together. Start as close in as we can. Start close in. The four principles of persuasion. Remember, Dana got up, got out of her seat when she didn't want to, walked across the room to look at something I wanted to look at. Why? It's real conversations with real people, that acronym REAL. Relationship. Why? How do words persuade? Not as power over, but as win, win, win. I actually wanted her to see something. It was going to help her. Right? So I'm already, that's my assumption. This is not course designed for the Hitlers of the world. It's designed, but we got something that's going to help people. And then, you know, right? That's my assumption already. Got something that's good that's going to help people, all right? So then how do we have influence? How do we persuade? That acronym REAL, relationship. I'm already in relationship with her. That can happen sooner than we think. With somebody new even, right? Empathy. I knew how she felt in that moment. Add word skill. Karen was adding word skill when she wasn't just saying anymore, okay, well, you probably don't have any questions. I'm exaggerating a bit, but I'm kind of like playing on how you were playing there, Karen, right? Well, you probably don't have any questions, like just why, all right, already. Karen added the word skill that started with that listening, you know? Love the genre. What genre am I in? Am I talking to somebody networking? Am I speaking from stage? These are all different arenas and we want to fall in, not just learn the genre, but fall in love with the genre. Fall in love with it. And then the magic happens, right? So the four principles of persuasion, REAL. Networking personalities to emulate and avoid. We had some fun with that. And it's not because I want you to be mimicking other people. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not want you to turn into a robot. In fact, that's one of our networking personalities to avoid, right? It's not about mimicry. It's not about trying to do something like somebody else. It's just that, when can I notice those things happening inside me? We've got those personalities inside us already. They exist. Can I playfully, gently notice when I'm being that? And can I course correct? Because all of those networking personalities to avoid, they fly in the face of real conversations with real people. If I'm Miss Desperate to make a sale, I can't listen to that person. There's no real connection there. If I'm Mr. Robot, it's like, hi, Bobby, or whatever, except we've been through those personalities. Seven principles of networking magic and networking do's and don'ts. We did not go through that in class, but man, there's gold there. It supports all the work that we've done around networking. So take a look at it. A great exercise to do would be like, choose one principles from networking, the seven principles of networking magic that you want to employ in your networking and choose one from the do's that you want to employ and one from the don'ts that you want to release. Those are three things. If you took 5 minutes to do that, that will skyrocket your networking skills. And if you don't remember what those handouts said, even more so. If you haven't looked at them yet, go take a look. So many resources here for you. 10 keys to great speaking. We went through this quite quickly. Now, this is not, I mean, there are amazing ways to learn more about speaking. Karen is a good example, right? Does fabulous work. I mean, I attended some of her amazing work. She does a deep, deep dive with speakers, right? We did one class. We can't do in one class what I've taken full year-long trainings, multiple years over on speaking, and I've taught about speaking in deep dive VIP days and so on. So this is not a full year course in speaking. But what I've given you, what we have here are all the principles you need to get out there, get on the court, and actually make a huge difference. It doesn't have to be rocket science, all right? What are those essential principles that you need to get out there and get doing it? And before I'd even learned many of the principles that I've taught you, and before I had really, I was already teaching speakers at the university, right? It's part of the training that I did there. I taught a whole bunch of people about how to speak there and in multiple other arenas. But before I had some of the training that I've had, I just got out on the court. And I remember one of my earliest talks is like people, I didn't even have a whole lot of technique yet. And at the end of it, three people came running up going like, how do we do this, Michelle, right? And it wasn't rocket science. You can get on the court and get doing things right away with those principles. And I love what Marie said. We should like, Michelle, this isn't just for speaking. This is for my whole company. This is for my life. Each one of those I could do a whole day workshop on. Take a moment to look through those principles. Each one of them is important. And if we miss one of them, like don't miss them. Ho-hum. Right? Even just those two words. I taught, whole segments at the university about that. I just gave it to you in a word. There's gold there, right? Imagine that your audience is coming in bored, distracted. They're somewhere else. Ho hum, entertain me. I when I used to teach university, I loved the boys in the back row. They had their baseball caps on, and they're like, in some discipline, they're going like, I don't need this course. Whatever. They forced me to take the I don't want you usually imagining a resistant audience. In fact, our editor, that voice inside us that doesn't help, usually does that. But I love those boys. Because it was so wonderful to me when they got so engaged and they so love the course. And some of them, I remember four of them that were in the back row when I first started teaching. They did such a phenomenal presentation, the group of them, that I invited them to go do it in my other section as well, which they did willingly. Like these are like four engineering students or something, right? So just behind that one, those two words, or that one word, I guess, is that one word or two, ho-hum? Imagine they're distracted. Imagine that they're somewhere far away. How can you grab their attention to start? Behind that is everything. And what if we leave that off? What if there's two speakers? One does that, one doesn't. What's going to happen, right? So that those 10 keys are huge. I just did a deeper dive into one piece of it. Feel free to ask questions about any piece of it, right? I gave you my speaker storyboard. And then I gave you my speaker one sheet. You can model this. I haven't given you, a ton of training on that, but you can just go look and model it for your own work, all right? You want to think about what's the person's top of mind question. What was their pain? What's their problem? And give them some bullets, give them some real training. Here's the thing I'm going to teach you. But the way I organize my talk, and again, this is a talk that's made 10, 20, like I've been giving the same talk over and over again. It's made 10, 20, 30, 40, $50,000 and more in 20 minutes when I can't sell. And that's because it's structured differently than just, here's the answer to what you want. Here's the answer to what you want. Here's the answer to what you want. Why would it be an issue to give a talk that just goes, here's what you want, and here's what you want, and here's what you want? I just want to focus on this a little bit to bounce off of where we were last time. Why would that be a poor structure for a talk if we want to actually help people further? What's the problem? I'm not saying don't give people things. I give all kinds of free content away all the time. But if I just say, okay, I know you have this problem. Here's a solution. Here's a solution. Here's a solution. Here's a solution. What's going to happen? Somebody tell me. This happens to speakers all the time. Andrea.
This happens to me. When you give them too much, they have all the answers they need, so they don't need to come to you.
Thank you, Andrea. Wow, thank you. You've given me such great wisdom in this talk. Wow, you rock. I'm going to tell my grandchildren about you. Yay, standing ovation. So what, right? I mean, it's gratifying, but they're full. they're full. So we need a structure that actually, some people just say, well, don't teach them anything, you know? Don't actually teach them anything. I'm not that's not how I see the world. And like, give generously, start from generosity, start from win-win-win, you know? They come, and that's that PSPS part that I talked about, problem, solution. If you only learn one thing about speaking, learn that is key. They come with a genuine problem. For my talk, it's, I wanna sell stuff. I know stories have, they don't even have to know about stories. I want to sell stuff and I don't know how. Oh, stories it sells. Stories might have something to do with it. I want to sell stuff and I'm not selling the way I want to. What should I do? The solution, and stories have something to do with it. And you can hear that it's not even perfectly worded. It doesn't have to be. It's a genuine problem that they have. The solution will come to this talk, right? It's hooky, right? Come to this talk. Well, where you'll learn about the stories to sell, and the promise is right in the title. 3 keys to gain confidence, inspire action, and sell more with powerful stories. That's what my clients want. That's their top of mind problem. If I could sell with powerful stories, my company could grow. Great, I want to come. I actually give them those 3 keys. They don't come in the form that they expect with my talk, right? The 3 keys are, stories are actually everywhere. They're empowering stories and disempowering stories, you can choose. If I told them that's what they're gonna come for, they go, okay, I already know that. That doesn't tell me anything. But they, when they're in that audience, they go like, oh, wow, really? You know? Because each piece of that, when it's embodied and they get it, they're like, oh my goodness, you mean that I can have a picture perfect talk, but I've got a thought in my head that says, I wonder if they'll buy anything, maybe they won't, and it's gonna blow the whole thing? Shoot. And it's just genuine, it's actually real. So problem, I want to sell more stuff. Stories will help. Solution, learn that stories are bigger than you think. They're everywhere in our companies. That is the single domino. Stories are everywhere. When they get that, they're in my world. They're in this world. And there's no other place on the planet that I know of that they can understand stories in this way. There isn't. We know that, like, we just huge confidence about that, right? So then this problem that remains is, there's all kinds of stories everywhere in your company that are probably gaining sales and impeding sales. I don't know. It's a genuine problem that remains. I don't know where that is in your company. It might be some words that you're saying in your talk that actually are turning people away or pulling out the wrong people in the audience. That happens to speakers, right? It might be later on in the sales process, or maybe you're not closing sales over here because the story that you told on stage doesn't match with the story in your whole talk. Maybe it's that the story that your team is telling isn't getting your team behind you. I really genuinely don't know. So if you want, you can come and talk to me. And I promise you, I don't even have to use the word promise, but that is the energy of it, that I will give you my best. I will give you my all in a conversation with me or one of our empowering, our story strategists, breakthrough story strategists will help you figure out what the best next step is in your company. Where is the one biggest story that's holding you back? Where's the your one biggest place of opportunity with story? We will find the best next step for you in your company. Can you see how juicy that is? It comes from a real problem actually solved, a new remaining problem, and then the step you want them to take. And it's got to be reverse engineered. You got to know where you're taking them, right? So all this is in these 10 keys to great speaking, right? You gotta know where you're taking them at the end. Is that the story, the whole arc of the story of the talk has to make sense, right? If those words don't mean anything to you, then it's just like, well, you gotta know what problem is remaining for them and why they would take that step. If you have that, there's all kinds of finesse that you can do around speaking, and I encourage you to do so. It's a wonderful thing to do. But when you've got that, you've got the keys to the universe. You can mess up your words. You can get it wrong. You can, you know, when you're actually genuinely solving problems for real people and then helping them take it further, that is infinitely powerful. All right. So 10 keys to great speaking, the storyboard that I gave you and my speaker sheet. And that speaker sheet has been evolving. My speaker sheet 10 years ago wasn't the same one that I have now. That's okay. You just like get it done and get on the court. Most important thing you can do about speaking and about networking is just get out there. How many of you have a talk that's booked now? You've got a book talk that, how many of you are en route to booking a talk right now? How many now that I said so will go find a talk, even if it's in front of your mother or your daughter, so that you can practice this skill? Who's going to do that? And I will tell you that, and thank you for your honesty about it. Like, some people are raising their hands, some people are nodding. Wendy's camera probably accidentally went off at that time, but it's perfect timing. You know, like, it's like we go, ah! And I was in a full year-long speaker training program for at least a couple of years before I really started getting out there and getting my talk, you know, giving my talk. Don't do what I did. You know, that was silly. I wanted to get it right. I wanted to get it perfect. I wasted a lot of time. You don't need to. Go and give that talk to one person. They need you. They'll learn stuff from the thing that you love, that thing that you do. Don't make it hard. All right, let it be easy. All right. So I think I said that I would do more on the PSPS today. We did that, problem, solution, problem, solution. The storyline in the talk, I don't want to say too much about this, but we start with somebody's pain and we end with a promise. We end with hope. That is the structure of story. Think of it. In Star Wars, Luke is at home going, I hate my life and I'm on the farm. I'll never get off this stupid planet. He's got a problem. He starts in pain. He's got to get up out of his seat and take an action to change his world. And he comes to through to possibility, doesn't he? If you get that, and it's Star Wars, and it's every story. Well, sometimes it's a tragedy, but we're not creating those as entrepreneurs. You started out really well, but now it's really bad. We're creating the other kind of story, all right? Like, for now, the simple version of what I want to say to you. If that makes sense to you, what I said about Luke Skywalker, he starts out in a lot of pain, and he ends with hope and possibility. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. And now, can you see that that's what my talk does? Wow, you want to sell stuff and it's not happening. I'm sorry. Hey, stories can help, but not in the way you think. Stories are everywhere. I don't know where your story is. Why don't you come and talk to me? Oh, and then you might be able to open up all kinds of sales possibilities in one conversation. It's happened before. Can you see it has that structure? Huh. And again, there's a finesse level of that. You can ask me more questions about that. But if we understand the overall arc of it, that helps a lot. Sometimes people just bounce around in their talks. Oh, this is hurting. Oh, but that's this is possible. Oh, but then there's this. That's hurting. There's an overall arc of how the talk goes. All right. One last thing. One last training piece. So this is just the end of the review part. Just to remind us, we've done a lot. If this sounds like, oh, right, I've forgotten some of these, we've done a lot. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. Are you hearing how a lot this is? Any one of these pieces can utterly change your company. Like, I love, like, Karen's win, like Marnie's win. Every single piece matters, all right? Thank you for that. So I told you that I would tell you the story about Uncle Bob. It's in our 10 Keys to Great Speaking sheet, but I haven't told you what Uncle Bob is. Almost every course that I taught over many years of teaching university, I would find a way to work in the story about Uncle Bob. And in many courses, it was a 2-hour training, which I'm going to give you in 5 minutes. So know that there's more details to this, but I want you to hear the essence of it. And it was that important that I taught many, many courses. And if we want to have power with our words, power with our stories, we want to understand this. So let me tell you the Cliff Notes version of Uncle Bob. Just before we do that, I've already covered a lot. There's been a lot of reminders of where we've been, and I've added some new content, some pieces that we didn't quite finish off last time. I just want you to jot down your three biggest ahas, because I just want to empty it out too. It's like, before we add more, because that's been a lot already. Three biggest ahas. It might be, all right, when I speak, I can talk to people one by one afterwards and not make assumptions. It might be from what Karen said, not what I said, you know. Three ahas, jot them down. I'll give you 1 minute. Let's hear one aha from one of you. Again, it just helps us to empty out so we're not like this and that and that and that. We get too full. We can't hear the next piece, right? Let's hear one aha. And your most important piece might be whatever one aha that somebody says just right here, right now from this call, right? And then if you're that person raising your hand, I might have just given you an editor. Oh no, I got to say something important. No, it could be something small. A BUFO moment, like Hiram Smith says, a blinding flash of the obvious. Who would like to share? One aha.
I'll go, Michelle.
Thank you, Marnie.
Concept of using your story to identify the next place of opportunity. I liked the way that you said that.
Yeah. Thank you. I love that. Thank you. So yes, you know, there's more ways to think about that relationship between story and opportunity than I have bandwidth to say here. But it might be that understanding my own personal story, for instance, gives me a place of opportunity. The way that I think of this is I have an opportunity to use my understanding of story and implement in a way that's going to radically change my company. Maybe it's that I have a team that's pulling in an opposite direction and I haven't noticed. What's the story inside my team's head that maybe I've planted there without knowing? I've got some kind of disempowering story. That itself could change a company. Maybe it's that in my talk, I'm calling to people, but I'm always pulling the wrong people out of the audience by the stories I'm telling. Maybe it's that I am thinking that I'm thinking about Karen here. I'm only always one to many, and I'm missing what's close in for me, the one to one, and how that can hugely augment my one to many. And I'm stepping over opportunities, dollars, fun, ease, lives served by that one shift. That's a new story. So where's the greatest place of opportunity for me? When I understand story at a different level and see where to apply to my company, I can radically shift my results and how my life feels through that. So thank you for that, the connection between story and opportunity. Thank you, Marnie. Let's hear one more aha. We did a lot. We're slowing down a little bit here so we can breathe, so I can give you the next piece, all right? One more aha. Andrea, thank you.
For me, it's the one domino or that tipping point.
Thank you. If you listen to that, I gave you a couple models. I didn't mention those here, but you know, a 4-minute talk I gave, a 7-minute talk I gave, I spent ages designing that 4-minute talk. That took tons of crafting. And I thought of infinite things that I could tell them. I'd tell you, you know, because it was a very high-end 3-camera shoot on a big stage and so on. And I knew that I wanted to use this recording for a long, long time, and we had one take. So it was an important talk for me. And I went over it and over it and over it, went through multiple possibilities. This was a year and a half ago. And finally, surprise, surprise, I landed on, oh, it's my core teaching. It's the single domino. That's the one thing I want to get across. So the foundational piece around which that thing is built, the thing that I want to make sure that they've heard, is that stories are everywhere. Because if I can, even in 4 minutes, that's the message that I want to give people. If they get that it's not just their elevator pitch, that there's something so much bigger, then we can engage in a broader conversation. And then we can correct mistakes too. Like I went to watch one speaker, and she'd worked with a story specialist. There's lots of story specialists out there in the entrepreneurial world, right? Had completely crafted a beautiful, brilliant story with actions and gestures. And like, you know, I can teach you that stuff, but it's not, you know, you can go out and learn that from somebody if you want, all right? We can do that here too. It was a beautifully designed story. I mean, people laughed, people cried, that kind of thing, you know. It was, and everybody afterwards wanted to talk to her. And I talked to her after the talk, and she said, Michelle, I said, you know, your sales process isn't working, like, because it was somebody I could speak directly to, you know. You're having trouble with your sales process down the way, aren't you? She's like, yeah, how did you know? It was obvious from how that story was, that one story in the talk, and I knew. Because she had a standing ovation, everybody was happy, everybody loved her story. It seemed like they're connecting. And it even seemed on the surface of things that they were connecting for the right reasons, but they weren't. They were connecting for all the wrong reasons. It was the wrong story, brilliantly executed. So for her, her most important story piece was the single domino. She's like, it was completely missing that. the story was beautiful and even distracting her. And you know, so she thought she was trying to tweak the sales process over here, and it was happening way back here. What's the one thing? What's the single domino? What's the, and in my company, it's like stories are everywhere. When we have that, then that person, for instance, won't think, okay, I just got to tweak that story more and more and more and I'll get there. It's not where the, not where the story problem is. There's another story problem at a very, at a different level. If people understand stories are everywhere, you can go craft a story with somebody, but you're not going to get there. Or, I want to say, because we did some private work, Karen, or it'll be the wrong story, right, Karen? You can have exactly the wrong story crafted and it's not going to work, or it'll work, but we won't be happy, or it'll work and right. So the single domino, what is that for you? The mind shift in them, the thing that you know so easily, but they don't know yet. And when they enter that, they enter your world and there's no going back. Then they're in your zone, right? So thank you. Okay. Anything else wanting to be said without which we cannot go forward? This is great work, guys. You guys are, I just love you to bits. Funny how I say guys, women, ladies. It's very sexist of me, but our language doesn't work very well. Like, what's the word that I had to use? Folks, people. Okay. So, I said I'd give you time to jot down questions. Right. I wanted to remind you of some of the places we've been. We've been to a lot of places. Take 1 minute to jot down your most important question. We'll get to a couple of these. If we don't get to all of them, post them on the Facebook page. Get on a connection call with each other. Post them on the call for next week. So take 1 minute from all these pieces. What's the question that you want to ask? And, you know, it's like, what's your most important step? Where is it that you want to go in your company? What's the thing that's in the way? What's the question you want to ask? It could be about networking. It could be about speaking. It could be about, you know, real communications. It could be about influence and persuasion. It could be about the something from that you saw in my speaker, those two talks. It could be about something else in your company, but jot down that one question. And this, the creation of empowering questions itself is a strong story skill. So just jot it down for now. And if you've already got it down, jot down three more, right? Yvonne, yeah.
Jamie put one in the question box
before. Oh, she put one in the question box already. Thank you so much.
Yeah, in a chat box, yeah.
Got it. So take 1 minute. Jot down your question. Okay, thanks, Jamie. Great question. Just finish jotting down that question, another 30 seconds. Okay, thank you. So wherever you're at with that question, know that you can jot down other questions after the call and then post them in the Facebook page if you want me that. Then I think about them beforehand. I'll be thinking about you and, you know, just go ahead and just take some moment to put it in the Facebook page. And also you can get on calls, and there's so much wisdom in this community. You can get on connection calls with each other, help each other out in the Facebook page as well, right? So lots of ways to serve and support, but lots of support that you have here. And how much support you get just depends on how much you lean in and ask for it, all right? So, and claim it as your own. It's your birthright to be supported, all right? That itself might be the mindset shift that you need here today for some of you. All right, so Jamie says, I have a block. I'm trying to launch a gratitude challenge. We send you prompts each day and you tell us the contact to thank. My block is in the language to sell it. I get stuck on the language to get people to click and sign up. I know their pain points, they think of it, but never get to it. They don't have time to make this a priority. They don't know what to say. So here's the biggest place that I want to turn you to here, Jamie, and I don't know where you're at with this gratitude challenge. I don't know if it's already all been built. I don't know if, and also when you're in the midst of it, there's always the plan, do, review. That Sandra Yancey has that language, you know, like I can go back and when I redo it next time, and I'm always doing that when I'm in the midst of doing it, I know what I'm going to do next time too. So I don't know if this is going to help you this time around or next time around. You may be mid process, right? But I want to help you from the 8,000 foot view. I want to help you with the most important thing, I think, behind all of this that requires thought and attention as we're setting things up. And that's the begin with the end in mind. You know, like what is it that I'm going to offer at the beginning, at the end? That's a really important piece. So where is it that I want to take them? And then what's my PSBS that we just did? I gave the example in my talk. What's the problem that they're coming with and what's the solution? What's the problem that I'm solving here? And then headed toward what? It's the same for a talk, it's the same for a challenge. And then the other piece, so a lot of the pieces that I've been teaching here are going to help you, but I want to put them together for you in a way you can hear how it applies here. All right. So is that tracking on that so far, Jamie? Makes sense so far? Okay.
I do have one question though. When you say where am I taking them? Is that meaning when the challenge is done, where to lead them? Like what am I trying to get up?
Yes. Yes. So if I'm giving a talk, often my talks are, hey, come and talk to me. Come and have a strategy session with me or one of my team members. I need to know that. Otherwise, I'll have no idea what should be in there because I don't know where I'm headed. That has to be crystal clear to start with, right? Because otherwise, I won't know how to set up that PSBS. Then here's the really important piece for you. Just even in, and I know you're mid-process with this, so you can tweak as you're going with this. If it's already out there as a gratitude challenge, that's fine. But and then work with it as you can. But the 8,000 foot view about this is, what's their top of mind problem? Remember we were talking about that with speaking? And we've talked about that about the beginning of your talk, for instance, Jamie, and it's the same issue here. What's their top of mind problem? And it's like, if I announced a talk that said, I'm gonna teach you that stories are everywhere, nobody would come. By the time they come to that call, they go, oh my God, thank you. This changes the world for me. But they have no idea that they need that. So if I announced that thing that I know they need, they don't have enough background yet to know why they need it or how much it matters or how it's going to make those seven, help Karen make those seven sales, for instance, right? Like the stories are everywhere, including her story about one-on-one that was blocking things, all right? So they don't know they need that yet. You might know that if they had gratitude, you know, woven into their lives, it's going to change things. And people give, there's a lot of false closure around gratitude, you know? Wow, it's great to be grateful. And I've got this practice already. And isn't that nice? And so they have no idea that they need that. You might know hugely that they need or want, need, could use that. But you, the whole challenge needs to be positioned with their top of mind problem. Let me give you an analogy. And then if you're already mid-process with that, you can add it to some of your copy in ways that address their, has to address their top of mind problem. Take a look at my speaker sheet. It has some top of mind problem things versus my storyboard. They're very different, right? I deliver everything in that speaker one sheet and so much more. But it's kind of like today, I even forgot. It's like, right, the one things I promise you is those five keywords because that's what people want. But I know that there's some other content that's going to actually move the needle so much more for you. But that's pretty sexy. And I will teach you that. And it's important too, but it's not even the biggest thing. Right? Even though it's in my, you know, if you go over to the opt-in page for this course or the sales page for this course, that's the thing that it'll say. So same for you, gratitude challenge. I'm like, everybody, it's like, it's motherhood and apple pie. Like, yes, I already know that that's nice. And there's these 10,000 other places I can get it. And it doesn't speak to your genius at all or why it matters or what my top of mind problem is. That's why you're having trouble that whether the words to sell it is happening at the root. Sorry to give you the, you know, but yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth always, right? And so here's the thing. In the copy below it, you can start to address some of their top of mind problems or gratitude. Maybe it's in the subtitle, get a new subtitle, gratitude challenge. And I don't know what it is. It's like how to tenfold your business in 10 months, but not if that's the case, you know, whatever it is, right? How to, you know, stop leaking clients, or what is it that they, what are they up at night thinking about? We're going to talk about that as we get into sales just in a moment here. All right. So one of the things we'll talk about, and it will leak into our discussion for next time too. But these principles from networking to speaking to sales, the principles are going to carry over. So you're going to be able to learn in this area and apply it over here like Marnie did. Wow, now I know how to do my mind map for my course after trying for a year. Same thing with this gratitude challenge. What is their top of mind problem? If you don't get to it, they don't care. Let me give you an example from one of our grads. She's a videographer. And what she wanted to put in her talk was, I can't even remember, to be honest. It was like, in my ears, it comes in because I don't know any of the technicalities about, and Andrea, because you've done a lot of video work, you'll laugh at me about this, right? But it's like, you know, like, what's the F stop? Like, to me, it goes like, wow, 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 like Charlie Brown, you know, Charlie Brown's teachers. What's the F stop? Wow, 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 ways to lighting, wow, 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 to, you know, become professional, wow, wow, wow. I can't do that anyway, because I'm so, you know, I've got a lot of editors around video. And I was like, I can't even hear it. But she's so involved in the details of her company that that's what she sees from her point of view is important. And you were at Stories That Sell Now, thinking about that shifting from the Martians' point of view, right? You got to shift point of view to them, stand in their shoes. And what I did with her was, it's like, well, what is it that people want that video can solve? Everybody's freaking, and this was before COVID too. I mean, it's even more so now, right? Everybody's freaking busy and tired. Entrepreneurs work freaking hard. So this was the start of her talk, but it's the same idea here, Jamie, okay? Same idea. The start of her talk was, ever find that there's, you know, 10,000, something like this, you know, 10,000 things to do, just not enough time in the day to do it? Ever feel like you really like to, you know, three clones of yourself so you could just be in 10 places at once? Well, what if you actually could do that? Do you see the mind shift there? Oh. Video allows me to clone myself so I don't need to be so gosh darn tired. Cool. That hits my top of mind problem. Now I'm interested. Jamie, you've got to hit their top of mind problem or they won't care. All right, great question. Let's see. And again, let's take it further. Is this urgent for today right now, Jamie? If so, let's take one quick follow-up question and then we'll get to
you're fine. One you're question. Fine. I think that's helpful. Thank you.
Good. Okay, let's take one more question. Quick question. Who would like to share their question, something you've got on your page in front of you? What do you want to move ahead?
I can share, Michelle, if nobody else is.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karen.
So the question is, you know, after these 8 sales this week, I was obviously delighted that I could be present. So in the presence, I wanted to notice more what they were saying, and obviously I could because I was present.
this goes right to the core of what we're doing for the rest of today's call, so thank you. Perfect, Karen, go ahead.
So the question is, I noticed that many times the prospective client launched into like a story, right? And some of the stories are amazing and they all weave back very carefully into, you know, what we're talking about, like the essence of why we're there in that conversation. But sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do kind of meander. And so I've noticed that you're really good at bringing people back into, you know, what they want and what they sort of back into the conversation, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I still have a little bit of difficulty with that navigation. So I was just wondering if you have some ideas on that.
Absolutely. A great, easy, straightforward, and simple answer. There's more nuance we could do, but this one is, you're going to like this. I'll be surprised if you don't really like this. So here it is. Remember that those real conversations, relationship, empathy, ad word skill, and love the genre. It's about genre and it's headed over to strategy sessions and sales, which is what the training portion of the rest of today's call is going to be about. The genre. What is the genre of a strategy session? And it's about setting up expectations for a strategy session. Some people call that a sales call. It's not how I think of it, but it's like where somebody could enter into our work. And I'll back up and train on that in just a second. But assume you're in a conversation with somebody who could leap into your work. I call that a strategy session. Some people call it a discovery session, whatever you call it, it's that thing. And it's about setting up expectations at the beginning of the call so that you both understand what genre you're in, what kind of conversation you're in. So I get very explicit agreement at the beginning of the conversation. Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And my language is always something like this. So glad to see you here. Thanks for being here. There's going to be some kind of connection with that person, right? Because it's like a real human being that I really want to make a connection with, right? And it's like, hey, just want to make sure we're on the same page for the call. So we're here to find like, what's your best, and mine is very general language. We're here to find what's truly your best next step for your business and your life. What will truly give you, and I kind of repeat it the same thing, but you know, so that they can hear it then in the language of my company, what truly will give you that empowering story. You know, but whatever it is, and not just this band-aid solution, but the actual real live best next step for you, whatever that is. And sometimes I add, if they're kind of far away, if they're not sure yet, they're further away and not quite ready, I'll say, we'll find that best next step, whatever it is. Like maybe it's something in your own core, you just have to act, like if they're nervous, you know, something in your own core that you just need to activate. Maybe there's somebody I can refer you to. I know the best experts on the planet, or maybe there's something I can help you with. We'll see if there's a fit between what I do and what you're looking for, but whatever it is, and I return them to that place of ease for them, we're going to find the best next step for you and your company, the thing that will really get you quickly to where it is you want to go. And you can specify this to getting your talk done, to having that fabulous video, to really conquering sales, to having a kick-ass event, like whatever it is that you is the end goal of your work for each one of us, all right? So this is beautiful. This is key. Because then whatever story they start telling, if it's on point where it's helping discover their pain in this area, great. And we want to amplify the words around it so they can hear their own pain. But let's say they start at the beginning of the conversation, one of my strategy sessions. So like I'll answer the question, then I'm going to go back to do this kind of in order about how do we do strategy sessions? Why would we do them? And what are the key principles? All right. So, but one of my strategy sessions, it was somebody who came to work with me for 2 years. And the strategy session almost lasted 7 minutes. Can't be unattached, like whatever, you know. We entered into the conversation and I said, so, you know, how do you think I can help you? Like what brought you here to this conversation? How do you think I can help you? And she started talking about, well, Michelle, this is going great in my company and that's going great in my company. And none of those stories are relevant. Do you get what I'm saying? At this stage of the conversation, it goes from pain to hope. So it's one of those examples of a story that's not helping. Michelle, that's wonderful. And that's wonderful. And that's wonderful. And that's wonderful. So I just said, sounds like everything's going great for you. I just keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations. It's been so nice talking to you. Your best next step is just keep doing what you're doing. Because all we're trying to do is find the best next step. Then she went, no, wait, because it wasn't true. And then she's pursuing me, not the other way around. And if she really thought that, hey, everything is exactly the way she wants it, I can't help anyway. So, you know, it was over. But having the container of what the genre is helps. Because sometimes they're going to go on like, wow, that's really nice. And we can take the time to listen to, you know, do you want, you know, we have this time together to help you get your best next step. And I'm happy to hear about all these wins that you've got. That's great. But if we're here, this is a genre piece. If we're here to help you find your best next step, you know, do you want to tell me about what's going on for you to get to that realer level? Does that make sense, Karen? Yeah. And I'm giving you an example of where they're, you know, going on with all these great things, but it could be any story. Hey, can I tell you about my Uncle Sam? And by the way, and he owned a corner grocery store. And oh yeah. And when I was a kid, and sometimes it's going to be relevant. Sometimes it's not. That's great. I'm so happy to hear that. And hang on, also get permission to interrupt them. You get permission to interrupt them right from the beginning. All right. And that's great. I'm so happy to hear that. And, you know, let make sure they feel heard, like, and to your uncle. And it sounds like you were really close to him, right? That's great. Love that. So we're here to figure out what the best next step is. So, you know, we can either go to, you know, why is it you're telling me, sir? Because there's something about that. It's like, he always made you feel bad. Is that it? You know, get to their pain, right? Or, hey, love to hear that. But like, what's your best next step? So what is it, you know, what made you come to the call in the first place? You get the possibility to reframe whenever you want to, if it's going in a direction that isn't right, because the genre, that's the genre piece, is set up beforehand. We don't have permission to do that in networking, for instance. Yeah, I know you're talking about your uncle, but over here in my field, this is what it's about. That would be atrocious in networking. When it's designed in that kind of conversation, when that's the genre, we have both agreed that I'm here to help you find your best next step. And we're on the same side. We're a team doing it together. Anything that wanders off that doesn't help that conversation, you have already been given full permission to redirect. Good? Yeah, I thought you'd like that one, because it's like, oh man, you know, don't listen for 10 hours about something that's not relevant here, you know? Okay, really good. So anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? And again, certainly the sales training, just like with the speaking training went, you know, a little bit over in today's call, we're going to continue this conversation next time, but there's some key training pieces I want to give you today, but I want to make sure that we kind of empty out the room first so you have ears to hear. Anything else bursting to be said? And this comes from, you know, there's always plenty of time and we'll always get there and we don't need to rush and all is well, right? Okay, good. So training. By the way, learn the 5 most powerful words that make sales easy and keep you on track in sales conversations. I already told them to you. I give you 7 words. I really ought to say 7 words. I think it's 7. How can I help you? That's it. And then you listen. We listen. How, and I think it should be 7, is that 8 words? How do you think I can help you? It gets them thinking about why they could be your ideal client, you know? So that we frame the conversation there. And then we listen. Sometimes we think it's about, can I get across my ideas about what this thing is that I offer? Those are not the most important words or stories. The most important words or stories are the ones they're telling. Their pain, what they think is the issue. And we start there. If a strategy session doesn't start with, how can I help you? Or even better, 7 words, how do you think I can help you? And the conversation is always framed in that way, it changes everything. All right. I want to discover what to ask people, so that they realize immediately that they're the perfect person to help them. Let me go there directly. And then through the course of this training over the next few minutes, you'll hear more and more of this. What you want to ask is questions that are designed to pull out the pain in your area that they have, if they're your ideal client. So let's say, and people come to me for different reasons. Sometimes it's about events. Sometimes it's about speaking. Sometimes they want their story for speaking. Sometimes they're just not making sales. Sometimes they want social media things. They want to grow their company. They come for different story related reasons, right? But what I want to ask them is questions that are designed to have them talking about that thing that they don't want to face, but they do, because they're here talking to me about it. They're there talking to you about it. They really want a solution. So if it's Yvonne's field, for instance, with virtual events, exactly how many, now she might be asking questions, depends on what exactly she thinks the benefits are of working with her. She's going to figure that out. How do I help people, right? And it's not rocket science. What have I observed in the people I'm helping and so on, right? And then she's going to reverse engineer her questions. She's going to design her questions. Like, so exactly how many virtual events have you held? And how have you been feeling through those events? Oh, I'm exhausted and overworked, right? And this is my very first virtual event. And then she's going to carry on the conversation differently, right? Or you've had maybe if it's virtual or live. Okay, so you've held how many events in the last year? 12, and you made $0 from that? Wow, let them sit with that, you know, right? The questions are designed to allow them to have a safe space to talk about the pain that's in your area that you could potentially solve, okay? So I'm going to back up and talk about, so this is our segment on sales. We talked about Practical applications get results with awards in all areas. And what are some of the key areas that we're going to want to have in our companies in order to, like, where do we want to use those words? Networking, one-on-one, close in, talks, crucial for everyone's business, even if it's just like a talk in front of two people in our living room or in front of thousands or anything in between. Then sales. And so then why would we have a training on sales? What's at the heart of sales anyway? So I want to start out with the why very clearly. Sales. What sales is the core of your business? If we don't have sales, we don't have a company. Right? It's at the core of our company. If we're not making sales, we have a nonprofit or we have a hobby. We don't have a business. Sales are central. And some people are like, wow, I love my business. I love my stuff, but I hate the sales part. But I'd like to give us a more empowering story around sales. And it's the one that I truly live by. To me, I don't think of it as sales. I think of it as I get to meet my next client. I get to meet that next person that I get to do a deep dive with. I get to help somebody. That's what it's really about. We give it that name sales and we think of a used car salesman. We don't like it. And then we think we've got to master it by, you know, forcing ourselves and can't get there from there. To me, I remember, I have her book here because I want to show you Barbara DeAngelis. So love her stuff. Great book. Kind of irrelevant at the moment, but I had it beside me anyway. So Secrets About Life. Everyone should know. I love this. She's a great author, speaker. But I met her about 10 years ago at a Peak Potentials event. She was speaking on stage and I was chatting with her on the side. And it just had a profound impact on my life. And what had an impact on me was her enthusiasm. She was about to speak in a little while. And she was like, there's an audience of 500 or something. She's like, I'm going to be meeting the people that I get to work with. She knew that they were already in that audience. So here a little bit about speaking, right? Just waiting to meet her, waiting to be served by her. She wasn't selling people something. She was just like, I can't wait to meet my peeps. To me, sales is like that. I'm not selling something. I'm finding that next person that I can serve. And we get to do a deep dive, right? All right. So if we're why it matters, we're not making offers, we don't have a business. And sometimes we get afraid to about the sales part. It's not the sales part to me. It's like all encompassing. It's everything. It's not just something we once and done. We're just doing it. It's a constant part of our businesses. We're always making offers, right? And to me, it's really fun. What could be more fun than sitting with somebody when they're actually having a hard time and there's something in our court that actually helps them? And we have a real conversation with a real human being and we can actually serve them. And that we serve people, we share our wisdom in our area for the money that is well-deserved, that is our birthright. It's just a circulation of energy. When we think of it in that way, the whole scene shifts from that used car salesman and trying to push this thing with the thing that I am going to say to them in order to push that on them. And I'm like, it's nothing like that. I'm meeting people that I get to serve at a deeper level. How fun is that? I love the sales part. And that place where they're frightened, but they're like, yes, they say yes to themselves. They're not investing in us. They're investing in themselves through the work that we do. I'm holding space for somebody who's taking a leap into their bigger self, next version of themselves. Who, what's not to love about that, right? So where do we do these sales? In our model here, we call it a strategy session. You could call it a discovery session. I was working with somebody for several months, a couple of years ago, and she thought, all this stuff that you're talking about strategy session, Michelle, is all irrelevant to me. I don't have anything like that in my company. And she was a naturopath. And then it was several months and she said, doctor's visits. You're talking about doctor's visits, right? She did it all the time. She just had a different word for it, right? So, you mean when I meet people and then they're going to become my patients? Yeah, that conversation. Right? So whatever you call it, it's a conversation close in with a real life human being you can help. All right. Now you can say, but why don't I just have a sales page? Well, you can do that, but start close in first. And what I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm biased about this, right? I have very strong opinions about this. And I've never shared this before. I just drew it up this morning and in my own notes, I'm like, oh man, that's so good. I want to share it with you guys. Right? So I've never shared it quite like this before. I sure hope I got the right document. Okay. Do you can see my document right now? Raise your hand if you can. Or yes. Okay. So let's say I'm trying to make a seven-figure business, or I'm trying to make a six-figure business or whatever it is, or multiple seven figures, anything in between. I just heard this from one of my mentors, Sandra Yancey, yesterday, and today she repeated it. I think it's like, I'm not focused on money. I just want to help people. Money is the root of all evil. If you have any of that stuff, please let's clear it out now. That's a disempowering story if you're an entrepreneur. I love what she said yesterday. She said, anyone who says money doesn't buy happiness, I'm all about happiness, I'm not about money, hasn't given enough of it away. Right? If you think that you're generous first, or you want to help people first, why not create your next level business, six figures, multiple six figures, seven figures, eight figures, $1 billion business, go ahead and give it all away if you want. Wow. Great. Know that it's your birthright to be abundant, to receive, and that money is just an energy form. We send out our work. It comes back to us in a different energetic form of money, and that's all good. And if we're only giving it out and it's never coming back to us, there's a huge imbalance and we're going to burn out. And the more money, to me, it's just an energy form that's measuring too. If a lot of money is flowing my way, it means I'm really serving a lot of people, unless I'm just a shyster and nobody hears that. Do you know what I'm saying? So the more money I'm making, the more I'm helping people, and I'm in service on this planet. Isn't this cool? Now, the reason I put this in front of you is, I'll just have a sales page and I'll sell a $1 widget, and I can sell a whole bunch of them, and that's how I'll build my, say, seven-figure business. What if we start thinking bigger than this? What if it could just be easy? Let's say you're aimed at a seven-figure business and you've already read ahead here, right? If I'm selling a $1 widget, I need to go find 1 million people. I got to do a whole lot of marketing. And my company, if I'm only selling that $1 widget and I don't know anything to start with, I'm going to die. My company's going to be one of the tanks. It's hard, right? If I start with I have a strong opinion about this. If I start with that $1 widget, I got to go find 1 million people. And one of my mentors, when I was studying with Peak Potentials, he did a lot of the training there. Atz Mendosian said, all the headaches are on the front end, all the rewards are in the back end. The front end is like a $1 widget. So if I only sell $1 widgets, I'm going to get all the people who go, yeah, this $1 widget is only really worth 79 cents. I want my money back. And then you got to deal with 1 million of them. Is that the company you want to build? What if I could create a $5,000 program for my seven-figure business? I only need to find 200 people. $10,000 program, 100 people. $50,000 program, I only need to find 20 people. What if I could really understand my gifts and know the value that I bring on this planet? I create a $100,000 program. When I've found 10 people, I've got my seven-figure business. And you might go, Michelle, I don't have that kind of value. And then we need to work on that story inside. You have that inside you. And you don't have to start with a $100,000 program. You can start with a $5,000 program or $2,000 program. A high ticket program is $2,000 and up in my way of thinking about it, all right? But I want to get rid of widget mentality and go I want to create something easier. And the same with this, let's say you're aimed at a six-figure business or anywhere in between. All right, then I got to find $100,000 people. If I had a $100,000 program, I only need to find one person. What if it could just be easy? Stop with the widget mentality. If you get what I'm saying, raise your hand. Could you hear that? Let's find the people who really want and need the work that we have and value the work that we have at a high enough level. And then where's the best place to offer that thing? That's in what I call a strategy session, a real life person with two eyes, a nose and a mouth that maybe we can serve. If it makes sense to you, if you are going, yes, I want to get rid of the widget mentality in me because that's my small self going, my stuff is only worth a widget dollar. And I want to move to knowing that I have something deeply to offer to people who are really ready to receive it and pay appropriately for it. If you feel like, yes, I'm ready for that, or I want to be ready for that, raise your hand. It starts there, right? Thank you. Okay. So then that's the why for sales, the why for sales that aren't just widgets. And then it's a conversation. I could just have a sales page with widgets, but that's starting far away. Just think, if I know how to offer something at the $100,000 level, won't that make selling that widget easier too? If I know how to sell that $100,000 thing, won't I be able to do that, right? So it's not either or. It's starting with what makes sense and is easier, starting the easy way, all right? So then I'm gonna need that conversation. I'm not gonna sell a $100,000 program or $10,000 program from a sales page. I need a real conversation with the real people and see what the real needs are. That's a strategy session. So what is a strategy session? I advocated for everyone here. It's what Kieran was, in a sense, just talking about. If you were taking one-on-one conversations with those people afterwards, that is a focused conversation where you're figuring out what that person's best next step is and if and how you can serve them. And that's really powerful language, if and how you can serve them. Because we're not trying to sell anything. We're just trying to see if there's a fit. Is there a fit between what I do and what you're looking for? You don't ever have to sell anything anymore. It's just like, hey, let's sit down and let's figure it out like two human beings. Is there a fit? If there's no fit, there's no charge. If there's a fit, it's this much. Simple, 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 right? So what a strategy session is not. It is not endless coffee dates. Let me just meet with people endlessly for hours and hours on end who pick my brain and want stuff for free. And, you know, I'm like, do I give lots away in this company and do things for free? Yes, of course. Is there a structure and a strategy to it? Yes, of course. Right. And some people, do you know what I mean? Like the tire kickers, the ones like, let me just ask you this question, this question, this question. I'm not interested in anything further. I'm just going to go and gather all the free stuff from everybody that I can. And I would like 10 of your hours, please. If that's I'd rather not have that person, raise your hand. Do you get it? Yeah. All right. So that's a strategy session is not endless coffee dates. It's not giving your time away endlessly freely. It's a structured conversation. We're going to find your best next step. And they are committed to finding their best next step. If they're not committed, and if they are committed to it, and it turns out that working with you is the best next step, that's what they've committed to from the outset. I'm going to find the best next step. If you choose not to do it, well, we figured it out. It was your best next step. It's up to you what you want to do, right? So strategy session is a very particular genre. It's not a sales call. It's like, hey, let's find out if and how I can serve you and what's your best next step in the area that I serve, right? You know, who is that person that I'm talking to and how do I find them? We're going to talk about next week. And you make it, well, that's backwards, Michelle. Why didn't you talk about that at the beginning? Because we endlessly try to design our ideal client. That's how most people start, is designing the ideal client. But sometimes what that does is have us endlessly trying to design it. And I've seen people try to design their program for years and years and years and never do it. Thank you, Marnie, for actually, I know you've been out there on the court doing courses all the time, training people, right? But endlessly, you know, should it be step two and then step three, or step three and then step two? Is it this person with blue hair or is it this person? Like, just get out there and talk to people, right? And as you talk to them, you'll go, well, that person's just trying to pick my brain for 10 hours. I don't want that. And you'll know more about who your ideal client is. That's okay. Lots and lots and lots and lots of conversations. I was in a mastermind with a friend, God bless him. He was in the mastermind for 4 years and he never had any of these conversations. I'm like, go and offer somebody to buy them pizza, even if they're not the exact right person, and say, will you have this conversation with me and go practice? And 4 years he didn't. And what do you think happened to his company, right? Please don't be that person. So out on the court with something that you think you do that might help people and get in a conversation. If you could be in a conversation with somebody you think you might be able to help this week, great. You'll have more questions for next time, but don't not come back next time. If you haven't done it, do it next time, but just do it, get on the court, all right? So strategy session is not a connection call. A connection call is where you're mutually trying to help each other out. Maybe you're gonna mastermind. Maybe you each are gonna speak to each other's lists. Maybe you're going to find your best next friend. Maybe you need their work. There's anything could happen in a connection call. You're both trying to help each other. Sometimes connection calls can lead to strategy sessions. This happened for me as I have taught a lot of live events, week-long, many, many, many week-long retreats. And one woman really wanted to own her own retreat center. She came to work with me for a couple of years. And it was just because somebody said, you want to own a retreat center? You should talk to Michelle. She teaches lots of retreats. I got it. Sure, I'll talk to you. Let me get in a connection call with you. We got on a connection call and then I gave her tons and tons and tons for free. But all along, there was the gap about what she didn't know about what would be needed around story. And, you know, and also maybe if she hadn't even been to a retreat, maybe she'd come to one. The retreat center that I teach at, I think you ought to go there, but maybe she'd come with me. I don't know. Let's have a conversation, see if it fits, right? And then that goes to a strategy session. And then she came to work with me for 2 years. Connection call, mutual. Strategy session, one-pointed. They are different conversations, right? They're both good. And if you don't have anybody to have a strategy session with, start being on connection calls with people. And that can lead to a strategy session, right? Let me see. The aim of the strategy session, is there a fit between what I do and what you're looking for? Just like networking, I show up to genuinely serve people. I'm going to do my best for free to help them figure out their best next step. Who wouldn't want that when it's genuinely offered in my area? All right. We'll talk more about, Yvonne, could you send me a text and say, where do I find these strategy sessions anyway? Because I want to make sure we tell people next week. I don't know how to find a strategy session. Who did I talk to, Michelle? I want to make sure we have that for next week. All right. But for now, just talk to some people. You know, somebody who probably needs something that you do, go talk to them. Don't be afraid. Just get on the cord. You know, don't be afraid of what's going to happen in that conversation, right? And also, Yvonne, will you give me a text that says a $50 game? Because I'll teach you about the $50 game. That's going to help a lot in getting out there and having these conversations. All right. We have 2 minutes left. I want to tell you, and we'll go over it again in more detail next time. But let's go find my right notes. What are the 7 keys then that we need to know in order to hold this conversation? I'll teach it to you in this last minute here, and then we'll circle around. Don't worry, we'll come back to sales at the beginning of next week's call, and then we'll start moving into how do we find our ideal client and how we craft our offer. So these two calls will fit together like hand in glove, important call next week, right? So here are the 7 things you need. I'll dive in further next time. The offer, value. I'll tell you the words and I'll tell you what they mean. Listen, it's number 3. Pain, number 4. 5, let them step in. 6, big why, not objections. 7, unattached. Because, and don't worry, we'll get back to these at the beginning or somewhere before the end of next week's call, right? Each one of these is crucial. And each one of these is a part of what, you know, Mary Kay says, when I follow this, it works. When it, you know, like it just like each one of these matters. And they will make sense to you from the whole energetic of what we've been doing all along at Practical Applications. Offer. Just decide what to offer. Have something in mind beforehand and be flexible about it. What is it that I have around that I can offer people? And if I don't know, create something. You know, is it a 5 teleclass series? Is it if I haven't got much built, it's like my own time. I can offer my time for people in the area that I do. I can offer high ticket work of private time with me to the end that they want. But we need to have some idea of what we're offering and crafting your offer. Go do that this week and then ask me questions about it next time. That'd be great. Value. You need to know the value of your work in your bones. You need to know it's worth 10 times what you're offering it for. I'm not talking about how to do that this week. I'm just telling you that this must be done. Ask me further questions about it. Number 3, listen. We already talked about that in the context of what Karen had to say and then the questions and so on, right? I got to ask questions and really listen to them. It's not the story I'm telling. It's the story they're telling. And me listening with ears that go, oh, that's pain in my area. That's pain in my ear. Tell me more about that. Where else is that happening? What spin-off effect does that have? So that they understand the pain they're in, and then they're going to be looking for that hope and that solution. Number 4 is pain. I had 1 minute in front of hundreds of people. One of my teachers said, you know, will you please tell them one thing they need to know about strategy sessions? I thought the piece that I told them 1 minute about was pain. And then she kept me there answering questions for a long, long time. Didn't do that with anybody else. But I was like, that's so important, Michelle, say more, you know? Pain. Listen for pain in your area. We'll do more about this next time. Like, what's hurting in them? Number 5, let them step in. They're going to sell them something. When we've designed it properly, they're going to go, wow, you know, this is really hurting. What do I do about this? Well, I've got an idea. Do you want to hear it? Simple, real communications in real language, right? Let them step in. Number 6 is big why, not objections. Sales conversations, people go, okay, well, they're going to have these 10 objections and I got a board, you know, get ready because wrong energy. That's like win-lose. That's like a fight. What's their why? What do they envision? What might be possible for you if we did this work together? Or what might be possible for you if this could start to change for you, even before I make an offer? If this could start to change for you, we start turning to hope. What would it feel like? Wow, that would be amazing. Do you have any questions? Yeah, how do I do this? Oh yeah, I've got an idea. Do you want to hear it? Simple everyday stuff. It's so everyday that we miss it, right? Number 7, unattached. Got to be unattached. If it's somebody who doesn't need your help, like that strategy session, somebody worked with me for 2 years, I was heading to ending that strategy session after 7 minutes. She's not telling me the real deal. I'm like, great, keep doing what you're doing. I knew there was a lot of pain there. She's not telling me anything about it. Wait, no, wait, Michelle. And she's pursuing me. okay, tell me what's going on. Well, what's really happening is I know there's that and there's that and there's that, but this bad thing is happening. And, you know, so, but if they aren't your ideal client, if they're not willing to face that pain in your area, if they're not willing to be real with you, send them to somebody else. And I've had people thank me endlessly for referrals that I've made to other experts. And then they refer other people to me. And, you know, so I'm just genuinely trying to help people. It's like networking. And like my Uncle Paul, he says, sweetie, I hear your basement's flooded. Can I help? It's all the same energy with sales. All right. That's all we have time for today. We're going to wrap up today. If you need to leave now, thank you. It's already what, 2 minutes after. So if you need to leave now, of course, go ahead and you can listen to the ahas afterwards in the recording. We'll jump off from this next time and then we'll go like, how do we find those people? But don't worry about that. Just go find somebody you can talk to this week. Right? And then we'll dive into who that person is and how we know them. Where J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter even more than we know more about Harry Potter than he knows. How does that happen? We gotta think like a writer. We gotta think like a creative person and really be able to understand how they're thinking, right? We'll do all that next week. For now, we're gonna wrap it up. One aha, one inspired action to take it home. And Marnie, you're up in my, we're gonna do this in the order on my screen. Marnie, you're up in my left-hand corner. One aha and one inspired action. And again, if you need to go post in the Facebook page. Your aha, your inspired action if you need to go before we get to you. Marnie.
My aha was thinking about it as someone I can help rather than as I need to push my offer.
Doesn't that change everything? Heart-centered people, it's like, oh, that's all that. That changes the world for our companies. Thank you, Marnie.
And my inspired action is that I've been asked to do a presentation to my Rotary Club on Monday. And so I'm going to apply these principles to that session.
Fantastic. Thank you, Marnie. Love it, love it, love it. Yvonne, you're up next.
Just remembering the key sentence, how do you think I can help you?
Yes, so easy, right? They go, I don't know, let me think about it. Then they are trying to think of words that let them be your ideal client. They're selling themselves on the thing that you do, right? And they're helping you see what it is that has attracted them. Don't we want to know that? Thank you. What's your inspired action?
I'm sending out an email a day to prospects and I'm continuing.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm just reaching out. How do I find those people? Oh, just send them an email. It's like, once we have the mindset.
Myself, I send even more than one.
Oh, yeah. So fantastic, Yvonne. I love this. Who are you and what have you done with the previous version of Yvonne, right? Loved her too, but a sea change when we go, oh, I'm just, this is how I get to help people. Super cool. Then I'll go do it. Thank you. Andrea.
Sorry, I was having a little mouse issue there. For me, I really loved what's the thing that they don't want to face, but they actually want a solution for.
Thank you.
I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's thank you for hearing that. I said it very quickly and it's a subtle point about it because it might not be on the survey. They think they're coming to you for one thing. They actually come for something so much deeper. And again, next week will help us with the ears to hear it and articulate it and have them articulating it to us. Thank you. And then your inspired action?
For me, it's going back through some of the copy that I've been writing for clients and just checking to make sure that's in place. It's usually a place that I go, like what's below the surface, but it's making me think I need to double check it. So
it's like, what's the desire behind the desire, you know, in story language, they think there's this one thing, but underneath that, there's so many other levels of what they're actually calling for. And that's where that's where decisions get made. Decisions don't get made intellectually. They get made from our hearts. They get made from our emotions. They get made from our guts and at levels that person's not always conscious to. So again, how we find that out and who that person even is, stay tuned for next week. Some really important material next week. Thank you, Andrea. Beautiful. Anne, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not. I see you. So unmute if you are able to speak. And if not, you might be just here in listening mode, going once, going twice. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm muting
here.
There you are. Thank you.
I can't get my audio working, but or my video. So,
right, I remember, yes.
Yeah, last year when I took this course, I just loved the how can I help you or how do you think I can help you line, and I use it a lot. I mean, I really had to practice that, but it's just so awesome.
Fantastic, and so great to hear that.
And the other, and the thing today about just talking to people, and last week I think you talked about just go out and talk to people. So I did that out in the barn while my lesson program was going on. And a mom said, well, I just love that one program you have. I think my daughter would be just love it. So we are having a meeting tomorrow, or is that a strategy session? I'm not sure.
Yes.
And so I will start that with, well, what can I do for you? Or how can I help you? And just listen and know that I don't have to sell her this program, but I know she thinks it's better than just a lesson, and it's much more expensive than a lesson. And I don't even think she realizes, like you just said, how much more depth there is into what we're going to give her daughter.
Fantastic.
That's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
That is how strategy sessions get onto your calendar. That is that people will walk up to us, but if we don't have ears here, we don't even know what's happening, right? Oh, and then you can start out with that. Yes, let's see what your best next step is and all the things that we've already just learned here. So that, and if you have that something in mind that you want to offer them, if it turns out to be right. And if you're not sure and you need to take it to a second call, that's fine. And you'll have next week's call behind you too, but don't think that you have to. If you've got something that you know you want to offer, and listening. And fantastic. I'm so happy to hear this. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, everybody. Fantastic call today. I can't wait to see you next week where we kind of do the partner call to this one. You know, who is that person and how do I make that offer, and more on those seven pieces of the strategy session that we went through today, and how to find them. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.